This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Police in the Afghan capital Kabul say 21 people were killed in an explosion at a mosque during evening prayers Wednesday. A police spokesperson told reporters another 33 people had been injured in the blast. No one has claimed responsibility, though the Islamic State group's affiliate in the country has been blamed for a series of similar attacks. The man who handled the finances of former U.S. President Donald Trump's business empire is expected to enter a guilty plea Thursday in connection with a probe of the Trump Organization. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Alan Weisselberg, the Trump Organization's chief financial officer, is expected to plead guilty to tax violations. Two people in the know say the 75-year-old has made a deal that includes his having to speak in court about the company's role in his alleged compensation arrangement. It's possible he may also have to be a witness when the former president's company goes on trial in October. Weisselberg is charged with taking more than $1.7 million in off-the-books pay over several years, including untaxed perks like rent, car payments, and school tuition. He's the only person so far to face criminal charges in the Manhattan District Attorney's investigation of the Trump Organization's business practices. I'm Tim McGuire.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz strongly condemned Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's Holocaust claim in a phone call with Israel's prime minister Thursday, following an outcry in Germany and Israel. At a press conference with Scholz Tuesday, Abbas had accused Israel of committing 50 Holocausts against Palestinians since 1947. Scholz subsequently came under fire for failing to challenge Abbas immediately. This is VOA News. The U.S. government plans to hold trade talks with Taiwan, an island China claims as its own. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The announcement comes after an angry Beijing held military drills following this month's visit to Taiwan by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Taiwan is currently the U.S.'s ninth largest trading partner, and being allowed to export more to the U.S. might help Taiwan blunt China's efforts to use its status as the island's biggest trading partner as political leverage. China blocked imports of Taiwanese citrus and other food in retaliation for Pelosi's visit, and U.S.-Chinese relations are at their lowest level in decades. I'm Donna Warder.
Malaysia's top court Thursday began hearing an appeal from ex-Prime Minister Najib Razak to overturn his jail sentence for corruption. The former leader and his ruling party were roundly defeated in 2018 elections following allegations of their involvement in a multi-billion dollar scandal. He and his associates were accused of stealing billions of dollars from the fund and spending it on everything from high-end real estate to pricey art. Najib was sentenced to 12 years in jail in July 2020, but remains free while the appeals process plays out. A ruling by a U.S. federal judge has reinstituted a ban on abortions after a certain period in the southeastern state of North Carolina. Here's AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge has ruled that abortions are no longer legal after 20 weeks of pregnancy in North Carolina. U.S. District Judge William Osteen reinstated the abortion ban, saying that the June U.S. Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade erased the legal foundation for his 2019 ruling that placed an injunction on a 1973 state law. The ruling erodes protections in one of the South's few remaining safe havens for reproductive freedom. His decision does not align with the recommendations of all the named parties in the 2019 case, including the doctors, district attorneys, and the Attorney General's office. The Attorney General's office earlier this week had filed briefs requesting that the judge let the injunction stand. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Muslim woman who was gang raped while pregnant during India's devastating 2002 religious riots has appealed to the government to rescind its decision to free 11 men who had been jailed for life for committing the crime. The men were released Monday while India celebrated 75 years of independence. They were convicted in 2008 of rape, murder, and unlawful assembly. Dozens of women protested against the release of the men in the capital, New Delhi, Thursday. And recapping our top story, police in the Afghan capital, Kabul, say 21 people were killed in an explosion at a mosque.